Are the best things in life free?
It's Home Economics with Amanda Morrill on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Oh, thank God you're here, Amanda. Thank God you're here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I just want to quickly say, just before we get into the economic stuff, Mikey, if you just have a squiz over at Amanda's coffee that I made her.
Oh, settle down,
She's got a career as a barista.
She actually does have a career as a barista. Yeah,
well done. It's too pretty
to
drink.
For the listeners, there's actually a fern in the coffee. Yeah,
well done. Well done, Tess.
Anyway.
The next step for you then, if you just wait a second, Amanda, it won't be a minute there, just get back to talking about the coffee. Can you do other pictures as well as ferns?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've seen ferns before. Tell you what, if you didn't have me to push a test, you know.
Can you do a dollar sign next time?
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. That is brilliant, and I'm going to practice.
You've got 2 weeks to
and
practice.
And when you come back.
What about a dollar coin? Like the whole, you can do it. You can do it. If you believe you can do it, you can do it.
We'll start with the sign. We'll start with the dollar sign, and then I'll go from there. Anyway.
I'm seeing signs in your future.
I don't know. I don't know if you put that into practice at a cafe, whether it'd be so popular.
That would deserve a tip.
Yeah, so you've actually, you know, I've wanted to change topics now as a result of you pointing that out about how to make money from your side talents, but we'll do that in 2 weeks' time. Let's come back to that.
Extra cash in the back pocket, they call that. Yeah, lovely. Amanda, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's happening? What's going on?
Well, what's going on? There's plenty going on in the world, but, it is still New Year.
Where's the money tree?
The money tree. Well, there's the money tree.
I need to visit the money tree.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is everything that you do, all your skills and talents. That's the true money tree. But I'm not. We will get.
Oh, it's not a real tree.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the Bodhi tree where you meditate.
Not a real tree.
But no. So it's still January, right? So I wanted to revisit New Year's resolutions, but for those of you who are turning over a new leaf. Where can you get information? Because a lot of people now are getting
when you just said it's still January, I thought, still keep spending money. Woo! Some people.
So when you're talking places you can go to for advice.
So information, education, because that's where it's at. So I've been living now in New Zealand for 12 years. When I first
came here,
thank you. I'm a Kiwi now. I've got my passport
citizen,
to prove
citizen,
it.
Citizen, welcome.
All that stuff. But this space, personal finance, has exploded in that time, which is really, really awesome. So I thought I'd share with your listeners today some really good go-to places where they can get some awesome information, share tips, and get even more excited about doing and managing their money smarter and better. So they include some blogs and books.
Are we able to post these on the breakfast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So number one,
get a pen and paper handy.
And then there's a podcast later you can download if you miss your opportunity, because please don't have an accident driving.
We want things to be better for you, listeners.
Yeah. So okay, in no particular order, these were just some of the big ones out there. So Reddit now has become a complete hub for personal finance junkies. Now I would say get in there, dive in. You'll be in there for hours. There's some serious.
Yum.
I think that's something you sign up to when you go onto the Reddit website.
Yeah. But anyhow, there's lots of stuff happening in there. I would say we get a lot of people get interested and then they think they're an expert and then they give you their expert advice, which isn't. So be cautious, but it is a great forum for sharing information and getting excited. There's discussion forums on, tips. Who's the best KiwiSaver provider, managed funds, index funds, active investing, you name it. It's all there. So it's a good spot to go to. Number two, one of my personal favorites is a fellow, he's out of the U.S. I think he was from Canada originally, retired earlier and started this huge FIRE movement, which is financial independence, retire early.
Not the festival.
Not the festival. And it's Mr. Money Mustache. He's hilarious.
Big him up.
Mr. Money Mustache. So
sounds like
Google
you said
it.
Mr. Money Mustache.
Like, mustache. He's got a big stash there. And he, I think, was a software engineer. He's happily retired. He started a financial blog, and on the revenue from his blog,
would you call that a flog?
Anyhow, excellent resource. He's a brilliant writer. If anybody who appreciates fine writing, he's a very good one, and he talks all about money and very practical things that you can do to change your position.
With a name like Mr. Money Mustache, you'd hope it was money would be his focus.
Okay, get this. So he's got such a great following that even in New Zealand now, there's the Kiwi Mustachian group on Facebook. They're good too.
Wow.
People really get into it. Smart folks with a passion for money. Okay, I did
and
read.
Mustache.
the other day, there was some guy saying, boasting about how he's living on $7 a day for food budget, which is a bit extreme. But
in prison.
There's that's too austere for my liking, but there's some good stuff in there. For sharing.
$7
for
a day.
So Tess doing the calculations.
I feel like that's not doable.
Well, let's. You better not have a coffee habit, which costs you $5.
Well, yeah, see, this is the thing.
You've got to have petrol.
No. This was a food.
Rent.
Hang on. Just, jeez.
No, you said living on, didn't you?
You said food. It was a food thing.
No. This is just one comment. It covers a whole wide spectrum, but people love getting in there. They're very enthusiastic and more than happy to share and ask questions. So another forum for sharing, but caveat, be careful not to follow somebody's advice. Just do your own research. Great research center. Thirdly, a really good one. Watch this space because it's really taking off. MoneyHub. An awesome website, go-to place for shopping around for different credit card rates, to learn more about travel insurance, how not to get burned with currency exchange rates, what car is the cheapest to insure because of high theft rates on particular shit. You will find it all there.
You know, on a website like that, how can you be sure that there's no sort of... Because you sort of think, who would just put that together, just out of the goodness of their hearts?
Well, I know some of these people because I'm a finance nerd, and these people believe me.
You are good of heart, too, I know that.
These people and the founders, some people, you know, leap into these sites in hopes of making money, and their sites are spammed with all sorts of ads. But I can tell you these ones that I've mentioned so far. Reddit, I'm not sure. Actually, I've never seen the ads there. I sort of tend to gloss right past them. But take my word for it, they're really good sites.
What I mean for that is that you know, the information that people are getting from them.
Oh, yeah,
how can they be sure that it's not just and you're the best there, to the ANZ or whatever, you know?
With respect to MoneyHub, they do reviews, so, and there are no sacred cows there. They're reviewing everything. So another great place if you want to review KiwiSaver providers. They're very extensive, easy to read, good languaging, etc. So hop in there. It's a good shopping site for information. There are a couple big blogs as well. The Happy Saver, we certainly get a lot of people coming from her site. Again, she likes to do reviews. Lots of people have individually taken up this journey. They like sharing their path to financial freedom, how they got out of debt, where they're at. They like to share their portfolios, etc. And just good places to kind of get interested about your finances. Richard Meadows, I should throw in there too, a Financial Herald writer. I think he lives in Thailand, and that's how he achieved financial freedom, just living very cheaply and traveling around the world. He's got some excellent stuff. You can find him on Twitter. Do we have time to cover books, or have I exhausted my time?
No, okay. We've got time to cover books.
So, there's lots out there. The more you look, the more you're going to find. But so, again, more reason to be cautious. Now, Mary Holm is a big personality and a respected character.
What was her name?
Mary Holm. She wrote KiwiSaver Max. So she wrote KiwiSaver Specialist. She has a column and has for many, many years in the New Zealand Herald. And she has just come out. I'll give her a plug as well with a new book called Rich Enough. And I love that. It's a sort of good, sort of resonates with me as well. It's all about, okay, how much money do you really need? Let's be sensible and make enough money, but also not be chasing this goal of being, you know, a billionaire when really you don't need that much money to fulfill your dreams and wishes.
I watched this. Amazing documentary last night called American Meme. Have you seen that?
And
basically all these people that have made millions and millions of dollars, very unhappy. Too much money.
It's interesting because the World Inequality Report just came out as well, which shows people have increased by something. What was it, like $1.1 billion more?
Well, the New Zealand one, the two richest people in New Zealand have made 50% more.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's not very even.
I've seen them. No, I don't think.
There's no hard science around this, but there is a figure going around that over, I think, you know, you're a comfortable living wage, and in New Zealand, in Auckland especially, a comfortable living wage where you can manage your mortgage, etc., and still be able to go out to the movies is about $200,000.
Well, no. Anyone, any sort of financial, don't go to the movies. That's not sound financial advice.
No. But anyhow, that figure is about $200,000. Oh, anything over there is not going to
combine
your
between
net,
two people.
Net happiness. In the U.S., I think the figure that they use over $75,000 is not going to... Excuse me, I turned off my phone, but it's breaking through. So, yeah, some really good evidence there about, you may need to don't give up or just modify some of your goals, your big wishes, and just live within your budget and find happiness with things that are non-financial. So, good one there. Two more to go here. Unshakable by Tony Robbins. Again, if you read Reddit or Mr. Money, there's a lot of... You'll see that book. book title floated around quite a bit. He talks heavily about index fund investing. Simplicity is an index fund investor. Why is that important? Because you don't get creamed on fees. And he really is a big advocate for don't pay more than you need to, because on balance, most fund managers deliver about the same. And then finally, Barefoot Investor is making a huge rush on the charts. He's an Australian writer, but a lot of that information carries over to New Zealand as well. Another place, good place to cut your teeth, getting some really solid financial advice to get you, again, a bit more interested and enthusiastic about your own situation.
All right.
Cool. There we go. Then, I really needed that actually this week.
And if you missed some of that, or you just weren't able to scroll it down with a piece of coal on an old chip packet or something like that in your rush, you can just review that in the podcast. How much does the podcast cost to download, Tess?
Free.
Free.
Well,
boom. Free.
You have to
free.
Have internet, so.
Yeah, but use someone else's. Free. Boom.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda.
You're very
Lovely
welcome.
Lovely to see you.
My pleasure.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver plan, saving its members more than $4.5 million each year in fees.